The retirement of 10,000 baby boomers every single day can have significant impacts on current retirees, as well as the broader economic and social systems. We're going to dig into that and more on today's show, coming up right now.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
I guess we could call it the gray tidal wave of retirees, and we're in that. In fact, this year is peak 24 with the most boomers every day turning 65. As Marty said, some 10,000. So how will that affect the retirement universe? That's how we're opening the show, Financial Safari, with Marty Neville. Marty Neville is president of Smart Money Solutions. His website, smartmoneysolutionsmn.com, and his book is Retirement Smart America. Marty, this has got to take a toll. You know, we've seen it. I mean, we've seen it coming. That massive baby boomer generation now either in retirement or close to it. Some changes. It's going to affect the retirement universe.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. All of us baby boomers, I'm 68. We're on Social Security altogether. We're on Medicare altogether. Health insurance, health care, pension system, everything is affected by all of us baby boomers coming together at the same time. What's that phrase they say? It's the great demise, or how does that work? But it does. It's going to have a huge impact.
Yeah.
And it's going to spur some changes in a variety of different social programs.
And Marty's identifying this just to let us all know the importance of having a plan to anticipate that. For instance, let's start with something. You said Social Security. Social Security and Medicare, that's going to be a lot of demand on both.
Right. Well, the demand is already huge. On them because, the baby boomers, 46 to 62? Is that
to 64.
64. So it's 46 to 64. So that's a lot of people on these systems at the very same time. So, we're all getting older. So it's just going to go from bad to worse. So there are going to be some changes. They've already been talking about changes to Social Security, making it more needs-based, increasing the tax on the younger generation for Social Security. Medicare, the same thing. Medicare, we're all getting older. Health issues are going to happen, and we're all on Medicare at the same time. It's going to have an impact. So they're talking about, changes in the Medicare system. Right now it's 80-20. The Medicare pays 80 and you pay 20. Unless you have a good Medicare supplement, which I do, but everybody should have a good Medicare supplement. Yeah. But they're talking about changing it to 70-30 or even 60-40. Mm. So that changes are on the horizon to, account for the fact that more and more people are on the system. And it's a big drain on that system and a big drain on, not counting any illegals that are on the system, that are being put on the system. Much to the dissatisfaction of most people, they don't belong on the system. They're not entitled to that. But it's just a bigger and bigger demand on our social programs that we all want and need and paid for.
Do you know if they make the possible changes you talked about with Medicare, would that affect those already on it? Or would that just be going forward?
Yeah, I think it's, the way the proposals that I've heard are, yes, it's going to affect everybody. Even though you're already on it, you're not going to be grandfathered in because you're already on it. The system is going to change, and they're going to change everybody's way of paying for it. Now, they've already made one significant change to Medicare, and that's Medicare Part B premium. It used to be a flat rate, currently it's $170 a month. Well, but they've made it income based. So they look at your past 2 years of tax returns and they determine how much your income is, and then they charge you accordingly. For example, I pay $650 a month for my Medicare Part B. $170 is the flat rate. So because I'm still working and because I have an income, they look at my income tax return and they say, okay, well, I guess they determined, well, you can afford to pay more, so we're going to charge you more. So I get a bill every single month because I'm not on. Normally, they would take that out of my Social Security check, but I'm not on Social Security yet.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they've made it income based. I'm sorry, they've made it income based. So you're going to pay more for that Medicare Part B premium instead of it being just the flat rate like it used to be.
And so many questions come up hearing you talk. So they calculated on a 2-year basis. So if you retire, they're still looking back at your 2 working years. So I guess another 2 years pass and it could go down then because it would show less income after you retire, possibly.
Presumably, yes. You know, I'm not retiring at this point or any time in the future. I just expanded my company, so I'm not retiring. But at the end of the day, yes, it's if I were to retire, my Medicare premium would go down because my income is going to change dramatically from where I am currently to retirement income. So, yes, it would have an impact on that. So my premium would go down, but so would my income. So it's all commensurate to the your income versus what they're going to charge you.
We'll tie in overall healthcare with this situation as we continue to focus on a tidal wave of boomers every day retiring. In fact, by 2030, 20% of the U.S. population will be 65 or older. And so, it's going to be a strain on the system, no doubt. So we'll jump into this. Let me just mention, though, to talk about all of this, to get prepared, you can reach out to Marty at 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. So obviously there's going to be a higher demand for health care. You've talked about getting set up with the right Medicare plan for you. What can we do pre-65 proactively to anticipate a rise in overall health care costs?
Well, if you have an HSA at work, contribute, as much as you can to it, contribute the maximum. HSAs, as we all know, are they're not a use it or lose it thing. They're basically there for you. You could take it with you when you retire. So set aside a fund of your own. Not if your company doesn't offer an HSA. HSAs, not all companies offer HSAs because it depends on your health insurance plan. If it's a high deductible health insurance plan, then an HSA is acceptable and could be offered. But if you don't have a high deductible health care plan through your job, then the company doesn't offer an HSA. So, you can still save money. That doesn't prohibit you from saving money. The advantage would be if they do offer an HSA is it comes off of your income pre-tax. It grows tax-free, and the distributions from it are tax-free. So, you've got a triple tax benefit with an HSA, but if your company doesn't offer it, that doesn't prohibit you from taking X amount of dollars every month or every year and putting it on the side for future healthcare needs. Because as we all get older, the demand for healthcare services is obviously going to increase. Health issues are going to happen. Whether we like it or not, it's going to happen. Being prepared for it, and it could, there's going to be consequences. I mean, it could be longer wait times. It could be, higher healthcare costs, obviously, because of the demand. So it's just like anything else, supply and demand is going to have an impact on the health insurance, just like it does with everything else. Supply and demand at the grocery store, supply and demand at the hardware store, supply and demand when cars were in short supply, used cars were in short supply, the prices were spiking dramatically. So it's the same thing with health insurance and health care.
But it also seems like health care and college tuition were rising rapidly before we started to experience higher inflation. I mean, it seems that way to me that it's always been high. I mean, that's why we have to have insurance. It's above the means of many.
Yeah, I mean, I have quite a few, clients who have, kids in college, yourself included, Dave.
Yes.
So, we all know that the cost of the cost of college, tuition, books, renting an apartment per se, everything has skyrocketed for college tuitions and all of the ancillary expenses that go with college. It's expensive. It's and depending on where your kids want to go, You know, all three of my kids went to three different colleges, and luckily they all got scholarships and grants, and I was lucky in that regard because that helped a lot. So all three of my kids, they got grants and scholarships, and it helped remediate some of those costs. Unfortunately, all my kids, they went to the study abroad program, which is extra.
It's a great experience for them.
And I wanted them to experience that. So I never said no when it came to life experiences like that. And that's important. But, they're preparing. I have my kids, they're preparing for their retirements, even though they're in their 20s and 30s. I have them prepare. I've talked to them about it at length, many times, and they've asked questions about it because, it comes sooner than you think,
Yes, it does.
I can't believe I'm 68,
Time flies. It really does.
Yeah.
And prices rise. As Yogi Berra said, a nickel ain't worth a dime. And
yeah.
Get prepared. Now, there's a lot we didn't even get to. You can decide, Marty, if you want to continue this or jump to another theme in the next segment. But let's open the phones, make available comprehensive review, no cost, no obligation.
Absolutely. So, we're talking about, there's a strain on all these different systems, and we have to be prepared for that in our future. So call me. Let's set up a plan for you. Call me now at 888-519-9096. You call that number, you hear my voice on the recording, just leave me a short message, and after the show's over today, guess who you hear from? You hear from me. I call you, and we set up a time to get together and put together a plan that's custom tailored for your future needs, wants, desires, and goals. But I can't do a thing until you call. So call that number, 888-519-9096. I am a couple weeks out. Keep that in mind. I do have a very busy practice, luckily, knock on wood. But I will fit you in. I do have cancellations here and there, so I can fit you in from time to time, with those cancellations or openings. So call me and we could set up a time to put together a custom tailored plan at no cost, no obligation. I'm not a fee-based advisor. I'm not going to ask you to bring your checkbook. 888-519-9096.
You can make it happen. Get in front of Marty and talk about your retirement. Got to look at what your retirement plan could be. 888-519-9096. 888-519-9096. And at no cost, no obligation. Marty, so you want to stay on this? We only really touched on a couple of things, and it's a big topic.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, the next segment, we're going to discuss and continue with the various systems that are going to be affected by us baby boomers retiring all at the same time. Stay tuned.
We're back with Financial Safari and Marty Neville, president of Smart Money Solutions. Marty Neville, also a federal benefit specialist, and that's how we're going to open up this topic with a question for Marty. Staying on the topic of the wave of baby boomers retiring and the potential strain on the systems. So, Marty, as a federal benefit specialist, I'm sure you work with a lot of federal employees who have pensions. Mostly it's government employees with pensions these days. What kind of strain on pensions could we look at with this wave of baby boomers retiring?
Well, yes, I do. I do federal benefits. I do have a lot of police and fire and teachers that all have pensions. And, one of the other things that we haven't mentioned is the fact that we're living longer. And so living long, years ago, life expectancy was 65. So that's why the retirement age was 65.
Right.
Now we're living into our 80s and 90s, and I have several clients over 100. So if you have a pension, obviously, that was not anticipated that people would be living as long as they are. Same thing with Social Security. That's one of the reasons Social Security is having its issues, because we're all living longer and we're all in the system at the same time. So that has an impact, and same thing with pensions. Clients of mine that have their pensions, that's great. Congratulations. That's wonderful. Pensions, for private corporations are mostly a thing of the past, unless it's a very large corporation, and then the pensions are actually smaller. they came up with the 401ks and 403bs and 457s. So, you know, it could lead to reduction in benefits and, you know, changes in those plans, you know, such as I know in the federal market, they've already made some changes to the pension system. You know, new employees are contributing more to both health insurance and their pension plan. So the contributions are more. So there are going to be some changes to those plans. That who knows what they're going to end up doing, but they're going to ultimately have some changes. And again, like I said, we're living longer, we're living healthier, which is good, but it has consequences. And you need the income to sustain yourself for that, you know, longer period of time that you're alive. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword, Dave, as we all know.
Yeah.
And you know, it has its good things and it has its consequences too. And I'm not saying they're bad consequences, but it does put a heavy drain and a heavy demand on the systems.
This question doesn't really, it's not a dumb question. It comes from ignorance because I've never had a government pension. And I don't think you've mentioned this. I apologize if you have, but do any government employees with a pension have ever have a lump sum option, like something else they could do with it, or is it pretty locked in?
Some do have a lump sum payout option. You know, federal employees do not. Some county employees do. Certain cities offer a buyout, a lump sum payout. But for the most part, if you're offered a pension, you know, no, it's a monthly income pension system that you're only going to get a check for. But again, there are exceptions, but in most cases, it's strictly a pension system where you're going to get a monthly income from that company or that union or that, you know, that municipality or that state or even the federal government. So it's, you know, it's again, it's got good things and it's got bad things because, you know, in a lot of cases, when there is a lump sum option, I usually recommend taking the lump sum because you can do better with that money. It basically rolls over and becomes an IRA. So all the money is taxable and you have to take distributions from it. Again, at age 73, which is the current age for RMDs, for required minimum distributions. Yes, if you do offer a lump sum payout, you know, let's have a discussion about that and make sure that we make the right decision.
Absolutely. You can talk with Marty about that at 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. We've talked about this before, but the discovery of the 401k clause in the Tax Revenue Act of 1978 brought about the demise of the private pension in the private sector. But, you know, back then, when the pensions were, you know, really widespread in the private sector, boomers were not anywhere near retirement. This massive generation now retired. Would the private pension have even been sustainable had it not gone away?
Yeah, well, basically. I know. It's very expensive to maintain a pension, you know, and it's a guarantee. And that's why a lot of the systems, you know, for example, the airlines, you know, the airlines, they all had pensions for their employees, that, you know, the flight attendants, the pilots, you know, all the different unions, they negotiated various things. Well, when the airlines all went through their bankruptcies, they changed the way they do things. And in some cases, they still have a pension, but it's a completely different pension system than it was in the past, and it's more reliant on the 401k. So these companies have changed their way of operation, and it's understandable. You know, it's a very expensive thing, and it has to be, you know, it's a lifetime guaranteed payment. It's like Social Security. You know, it's you know, if the Social Security system runs out of money, which they're talking about in 2034, 2035, you know, there's a lot of, you know, worry that, you know, people's pensions, they're not going to be getting that Social Security income anymore. Well, that's not going to happen. And they'll do something. They're going to make some changes. They're going to have to. And, you know, it's not a crisis yet. We've talked about this in the past, too. It's not a crisis yet. So they haven't acted on it. But yes, bringing out, you know, the companies were happy because, again, pension systems are very expensive to maintain. For the companies, and if there's a shortfall, the company has to pay the difference. And the companies were happy when the 401k plan came into effect because it took the burden off of them. Now, you know, one of the things that most companies did was they offered a match, which is, you know, fantastic. It's free money that's being added to your account, but it's not nearly as expensive as operating a pension system or a pension plan. So yes, companies were very happy when the defined benefit plan went away and the defined contribution plan came in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I'm sure many were. It did change things, but not only with the wave of baby boomers retiring, but people living longer. Hard to imagine it remaining sustainable. Right. What about this, the labor market? This is a lot of experience retiring with the baby boomer generation. It actually opens up opportunities of consulting, side business.
And that's exactly what a lot of my clients have done. You know, they realize that, you know, when they're getting to the point, like in my age, 68, and they're going to retire, the companies are, wait a second, you know, you can't leave. we need you. You know, you've right. got the experience. You know how things work. You know, so they've become mentors and they've become consultants. And that's fantastic because they end up making more money doing the same thing they were doing before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's on a 1099 basis. So there's no, it's not, they're not on the a W-2 payroll anymore. And, you know, health insurance goes away. But, you know, then again, you got Medicare. So it's kind of helping because it keeps people working and it almost creates. I've seen companies that had hire 4, 5, 6 people to replace one who had all the experience.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a recent client who was laid off from his job because the company was sold. And the new company was getting rid of these high, you know, paid, experienced employees. And then they ended up hiring 5 or 6 other people to cover that one person's job. And that client of mine actually went on to become, he opened up his own consulting business and is working, you know, back for the same company he was working for as a consultant, charging them more money for the job he was doing.
Wow.
So it does have, you know, it creates a shortage of experienced workers in the workforce, but it also opens up opportunities for people mm-hmm. and for younger people to learn from those experienced workers and make a good return on their so-called investment as far as, you know, getting that knowledge and becoming, you know, being a mentor from the previous employee. So it's a double-edged sword. It's got pros and cons to it. And I have a lot of clients who their company didn't want them to retire because they knew how to run everything. And I have a client in North Carolina who stepped back quite a bit from his responsibilities. And he was basically the top salesperson with that company and the company didn't want to see him go. So the company made him an offer. And so he's going to stay on for a couple more years, but he's going to be training some new people, which he's fine. He's fine with that. You know, he knows those are his replacements, but he's ready to go. I mean, he's just about a little younger than me, but he's ready to hang it up, and he's happy to train somebody to keep the company in good condition.
Well, if you're a baby boomer, if you're near retirement, you're not alone. There are many, many more near retirement with you, and you don't have to go it alone. Get a look at what your comprehensive plan could be for retirement with a no-cost, no-obligation comprehensive review with Marty.
Yeah, you know, one other thing we didn't mention, Dave, was, you know, housing. Apartment, look at the cost of homes is way up. The cost of obviously interest rates are up, but rentals, you know, renting either a residential space or even an office is very, very expensive. So it's, you know, it's creating a demand. We're living longer and there's, you know, more people out there. So, you know, we've all got to set up those plans for our future. So, and that's what I do. So call me. My number is 888-519-9096. You call that number, you hear my voice on the recording. All you got to do is leave your name and phone number, and at the end of the show today, I will be calling you back to set up a time to get together and put together a customized guaranteed lifetime income plan, as well as the Social Security maximization report. So call me now, 888-519-9096. Again, I am a couple weeks out. Keep that in mind when you call. Don't be afraid. I do have cancellations. I do have openings from time to time. I'm working 7 days a week, folks. I want to help as many people as I possibly can. So call me at 888-519-9096.
It is a comprehensive review covering building income, protective components, proactive strategies, and much more in your retirement and maximizing Social Security. Again, 888-519-9096. Great two segments, Marty. What are we into next?
Each week, we tackle a lot of information about getting to retirement and how much do I need, how much do I need to save, and how much am I going to need in retirement, and how do I withdraw that? So we're going to tackle that right after the break.
Some things you really need to know and be aware of, and questions to ask when you're near retirement. That's what we're covering in this segment with Marty Neville, Smart Money Solutions, his firm. Financial Safari is the show, his Amazon best-selling book, Retirement Smart America. These are really good questions and information that we need to be well-armed before entering retirement. The first question involves divorce, and I was just reading an article the other day about gray divorce. We've talked about that, but it is on the rise. The rate of divorce among Americans age 50 and older has doubled since the 90s. It has tripled for adults over 65 years old. So the first question, Marty, is what are the implications of divorce in retirement?
Well, there's a lot. I'm exhibit A when it comes to that. Yes, mm-hmm. I recently divorced about 5-6 years ago. And yes, it does have an impact. You know, there's a division of assets, sale of real estate. I've seen, you know, people, clients of mine that have had pensions, they've had to, you know, give up a percentage of their pension goes to their ex-spouse. So there's retirement savings. If there's a family business, you know, there's stock options. Everything is, you know, life insurance proceeds.
Yeah.
I've seen life insurance, been made part of a divorce settlement to make sure that, upon the death of one of the spouses, the other spouse gets the proceeds of that life insurance. And that's been part of the decree, long-term care policies, you know, and even debt. I mean, debt has to be shared as well in a divorce. And it's, you know, again, it was probably one of the most difficult times of my life getting divorced.
It's not easy.
It's unfortunate when it happens, but it's happening more and more as we get older. And it's unfortunate, but true. But it will have, you know, emotional consequences. It'll have financial consequences, personal consequences, psychological. There's a lot. So, you know, if you're getting divorced, you know, let's have a conversation. I've been through it. So, you know, it's unfortunate when it happens. You can't plan for that. I mean, that's just something, there's no planning in the world that can prepare you for the potential of getting divorced and the consequences associated with that. So there's a lot of implications. You can only do so much to protect yourself. Because you've got to be upright with the court system and make sure that, in my case, I wanted to make sure that I, you know, took care of my ex-wife. She still is the mother of my three children. And I think it was just appropriate that she, isn't going to have to suffer, cause she does have medical issues that have to be dealt with. But everybody's situation is going to be different, but it's worth trying to have a discussion about and plan for and put the right pieces in place.
You know, we talk about, you work with couples and you actually talk about contingency plans in the event of the death of one spouse. That's one thing, and that's a great thing to do, have that plan B to fall back on. It's kind of everything is in place. This would be a little more uncomfortable conversation to have a contingency plan in the event of divorce.
Yeah, well,
how do you delicately approach that?
Well, you know, I mean, it's just a conversation that has to be had if it's happening to you. And you've got to be open and honest with yourself to make sure that, you understand the ramifications and consequences of a divorce. and what it could possibly do, wreak havoc on your financial life and personal life and your emotional life. So it's just a conversation that has to be had. It's just like having those conversations with your kids. If you have kids, having those conversations with your kids about drugs and about sex and about smoking and, all these other things, and, the people you hang around with, it's just, they're uncomfortable conversations, but mm-hmm. they're conversations that you have to have.
Right.
Because you
mm-hmm.
want to protect yourself, and you want to protect, in that case of having a discussion with your kids, you want to protect your kids.
Sure.
And, they're going to make stupid decisions, just like we all did when we were younger. But you try and protect them as much as you can from themselves sometimes.
Right.
And in this case, with a divorce, you want to try and protect yourself as much as possible from the fallout of a divorce. And it's unfortunate, but it is, you got to have a conversation about it and make sure that you protect yourself as much as you can.
Speaking of kids, here's another question. Can I leave more money to one child than another?
Sure. You can do whatever you want. I have clients.
Your money.
Yeah, it's your money. If you've taken care of one child more than, the other child, you've obviously already given more money to that other child. So yes, you can, you could set up your estate because I do a lot of estate planning in my practice. That's, I'm not an attorney. I have attorneys that draft these documents for you, for us, because I want to make sure it's done properly and it's done according to, state law, and it's compliant and up to date. It comes with that power of attorney for health care. It comes with that power of attorney for property and finance. It has a living will. It has a pour over will, which is like a last will. So you want to make sure it's done right. So you could set up a trust any way you want. I do recommend a trust. I don't recommend a will by itself. A will by itself, the two main differences are a will starts the probate process, where a trust eliminates the probate process.
Mm-hmm.
And a trust, a will by itself is a completely contestable document, where a trust is completely incontestable. So I always recommend going for the stronger document. The trust is a much stronger document. It's going to protect you while you're alive and become a wealth transfer document upon your death. But you can set it up any way you want. You can leave certain things. There's jewelry. There's if one child owes money that you've lent or given to that child, you can make sure that that child's inheritance is reduced by the amount that they owe that they owe you. So there's all kinds of different ways that any way you want. It's a custom tailored document that you could set it up any which way you feel like it.
Well, and that's, of course, just one of the many components.
And I do have conversations with everybody about that.
Right, of course.
Do you like your kids? I sit down with a lot of people. They don't like their kids. They've been taking care of them. They're in their 40s and 50s, and sometimes they're in their 60s. And, they're still, got their hand out. So you could do whatever you want, folks, when it comes to setting it up. And I'm going to have a conversation with you. And it's all private. I'm not going to tell anybody anything. Everything is confidential.
You're not going to call one and say, hey, he likes your brother better than you.
Yeah. Well, the kids aren't in the office when we're having those conversations.
No, so that would be a little, that also would be uncomfortable.
Right.
But it is an important thing to discuss, your legacy wishes. It's one part of the retirement plan. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Another question. You probably get this a lot. Hey, do I need to continue to save once I retire?
Sure. Sure. There's always ways to save. I mean, I can't tell you how many of my clients are retired and they clip coupons. They have the apps on their phone. They're into the technology, my age. I'm still getting used to a lot of the technology, but I do have a lot of apps on my phone. I have the grocery store app,
mm-hmm.
and I have, the other apps that I can look and compare prices.
They're nice because they don't hold people up in line.
Right. Right, exactly.
Old-fashioned coupon.
It's a great thing because, you can be in a store and look at a price and think, oh, that's not a bad price. And then you can go on your phone and say, well, wow, I can go over to this store and get the same thing, 20% cheaper than I can. So apps are fantastic, and that's a great way to save money. You have no idea. You can really, really help yourself by saving money. By you know, comparing prices, even grocery store. I mean, you can go from one grocery store to the other, and the prices, you know, because they run sales and have, you know, strawberries are on sale or cantaloupe is on sale or, you know, basic staples, that kind of thing is they're on sale at various grocery stores. Hardware stores run sales. So there's, you know, and obviously some of it is very cyclical. So, you know, different times of the year, they're putting barbecue grills on sale or lawnmowers or, you know, and then come, you know, Chicago clients, you know, come winter, the snow blowers go on sale and shovels. But, you know, so it's all cyclical, but you definitely can save a lot of money in retirement by having those apps and checking the prices of various things and not spending, you know, needlessly when you don't have to.
And we are just about 30 seconds, but also, well, I tell you what, I'll save that for the next segment. Let's we're bumping up against the clock here. Now, let's open the phones. Let's make available another comprehensive review opportunity with you, Marty, at no cost, no obligation.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. So for the first for the next 10 listeners who call me at 888-519-9096. I got 10 spots open. Call me now and we'll set up a time to get together either on the phone initially at the first consultation on the phone or in the office. I have offices throughout the entire area. So call me now at 888-519-9096. So we can put together a comprehensive plan for you, and I can give you some tips on what to do and how to do it. And hopefully you're not going through a divorce, but if you are, let's have that conversation. 888-519-9096.
Yeah, and a great opportunity to come in and talk about legacy, to talk about Social Security maximization, to talk about building in that foundation in your retirement, that income that you can count on in retirement. 888-519-9096. 888-519-9096. Well, actually, we have about a minute here, Marty. I'll just ask that as far as saving, you mentioned, like, of course, finding good deals and saving on groceries and things like that when you retire. Only got about 30 seconds here, but should your saving strategy change? Because many people are just saving ferociously up until they retire.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, and I recommend doing that too, because, you know, the more money you have in retirement, the happier you're going to be. And it's just, that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, money doesn't buy happiness, you know, it kind of rents it, but it's going to make sure that you're comfortable and you can live the life you want to have and do what you want to do and not have to worry. So, you know, that's my job, is making sure that income stream is going to be there to, you know, provide you for whatever you want to do. If you know, take up a hobby, you know, whatever you want to do, gardening, volunteering, whatever the case might be, I want to make sure that your life is going to be comfortable. But yes, saving, you know, even after, you know, saving ferociously before you retire is important, you know, but that doesn't stop just because you retire. It's
just like, wondering, you know, if you tone it down some, because you're doing catch up and all of that. But it, like everything, it depends on the person.
Well, exactly.
Marty will talk to you about it. 888-519-9096. Got to take a quick break, Marty. What's next?
After the break, well, just like every week, we have questions we get from listeners all week long, and we're going to answer all as many of them as possible.
Financial Safari, Marty Neville, Q&A now. Questions from listeners for Marty Neville, the president of Smart Money Solutions. Marty, I call him the fly advisor, offices in Chicago and also in the Houston area. And what keeps Marty in the air so much is that it's Marty you meet with. Marty Neville, Marty's who calls you back after the show if you call in and leave your information. So at the end of the show, if you've left a message, you will get a call from Marty. So it's going to be a number you don't recognize. It's likely Marty getting you set up for that comprehensive review. Let's start with a question from Albert. I'm thinking about venturing into real estate as another income stream. What's my best approach?
Do your homework. Your due diligence. Check the property. You know, if you're going to buy an apartment building, a 4-flat or a 6-flat or whatever the case might be, look at the financials on that. You know, is it fully rented? What's the cash flow? You know, are you going to have to finance it? You know, how much is the financing? Are you going to, you know, be underwater? What's the condition of the building? When was the last time the roof was replaced? How old is the plumbing? You know, I mean, all these different things go into, making the acquisition of a real estate. I have a lot of clients with a ton of real estate, and they have great income streams from it. But, you know, are you going to pay cash for the property? How much is the building? Where is it located? So there's a whole host of different things. How long are the leases on there? Are there storefronts or is it all residential? And how long are the leases how much are the rents? So, are the rents that are being charged, current with current market values? So you have to, really do your homework. I'm a big fan of my clients having real estate and owning real estate, but there's always a caveat. You got to make sure that it's, the right property, you're getting it for the right price, that you can negotiate. Again, there's always going to be maintenance issues. There's always going to be situations and things that need to be done. Are you prepared for that? So make sure you're well aware of the consequences of owning real estate. If it's your first time, first foray into the real estate business, are you going to have a management company run it for you? Are you going to run it yourself? Are you going to collect the rents? Sometimes it's difficult. I used to own property, we just like all, landlords, I had issues. I had people that moved out in the middle of the night and kind of skipped town and stuff happens like that. So, you got to be prepared, but it real estate is always a good investment, but it's got to be right for you and it's got to have that positive cash flow that's going to give you that income that you're looking for. Cause that was the thing that you made in your question was you want to do it as an extra income stream. Well, make sure it's going to provide you with that income and the different, the taxes and the insurances and the mortgage and the maintenance aren't going to make sure that you're negative cash flow. That would be bad. So again, it's all a matter of doing your homework and how you set it up. Are you going to set it up as an LLC? Are you going to own it personally? So there's a lot of different things that you have to take into consideration when it comes to just setting it up I usually recommend setting it up either as a corporation or an LLC. You want to protect yourself from liability. So there's a lot of different things to deal with. And I have a lot of clients. I'm in the process of setting up a few LLCs for clients right now. It's good to get the opinion and the advice of someone who's got experience like myself that can help you into that arena.
Speaking of doing due diligence, go on somewhere like Reddit and look at some of the questions. Here's one. Light bulbs, are they my responsibility or my landlord's? Now, I don't know if they're talking about do they have to change the light bulb or buy the light bulb?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Every little detail, I mean, everything from the locks on the doors to the microwave to, the floor.
Right.
The floorboards, there's all kinds of issues that you have to contend with. And you're dealing with, tenants and, it's a double, again, another issue that's a double-edged sword. It's got its good points and it's got its consequences too.
Yeah, no doubt. And thank you for the question, Albert. Here's Lou. I'm still working, but thinking about claiming Social Security now. I'm 63. What is the downside?
The downside, there's a couple of different downsides. Number one downside is, it's a reduced benefit. If you take it now, it's going to be a reduced benefit. And it's a permanent decision. The other downside is if you're going to take your Social Security and you make more than, what is it, 22,140, Dave?
You're close. 22,320.
22,320. If you make more than that, you're going to start losing benefits because Social Security looks at your income if you're taking it prior to your full retirement age. Your full retirement age is probably 67. And if you take your Social Security prior to that and you're still working and you make more than 22,320, you're going to start losing Social Securities. It's a dollar for every two. So you're going to lose those benefits. So I don't recommend, especially if you're working, taking your Social Security before your full retirement age. it's just not a good idea. There's no point to it because you're, you know, yeah, I'll take it early and I'll lose, you know, I'll bank the money, but you're going to bank less money because it's a reduced benefit and you're going to lose X amount of dollars because you make more than, you know, chances are you probably at your job make more than the $22,320. And if you're going to probably lose benefits, so it's kind of a lose-lose situation. So, Lou, don't do it.
Yeah, so they take a dollar. Once you hit $22,330, basically they take a dollar for every two you earn in it.
Over the limit, yes.
Over that, yeah,
over
exactly.
That $22,320.
Wow. Yes. And then my understanding is you get it back incrementally once you hit full retirement age.
But you have to apply for it.
Right, they're not just going to come to you and say.
Right, they're just not going to send you a check. You know, that's, you know, don't, you're dealing with a governmental agency, so don't forget, keep that in mind. It's a government entity, so remember that and make sure that, you know, again, don't do it. It's not a good strategy.
I just calculated $22,320 is $11.62 an hour, so likely you're going to be making more than that. So yeah. All right. Good question, though. I have wondered the same, Lou. Marty will talk to you about maximizing your Social Security decisions. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096.
Here's Karen. Another issue, Dave. Mm-hmm. Another issue is Social Security is taxable, folks. Don't forget that.
Right.
So you're going to get those benefits, and you're going to have to either deduct tax from the benefit or keep in mind you're going to get a tax bill because it is Social Security is taxable. 85% of the benefits are taxable as ordinary income.
Absolutely. You've got to think about that. I mean, there's a lot to consider. It's not just turning it on like a light switch. Karen says, what are your thoughts on using brokered CDs in a laddered strategy? First, what's a laddered strategy?
Well, laddering is, you know, X amount of, you know, certain laddered CDs that mature at a different time. So when they mature, you could start using them as income. But, you know, so you have every, you know, year or 2 years, you have a CD that matures. And I have had clients that do that. I used to do those programs many years ago where we would ladder. I use laddered annuities, which works perfectly. So, you know, as one annuity runs out of money, let's say, the next annuity kicks in. And so the annuity is sitting in there just like a CD. It's growing. I think it's a great strategy, Karen. So I would recommend, you know, having a discussion about it. But you might want to use annuities because depending on what kind of money you're putting in there, if you're putting in just savings and after-tax dollars, you're going to get a 1099 and have to pay income tax on all that interest that you earn. Using an annuity with after-tax dollars, you don't get a 1099 every year. It grows tax deferred. So by the time you're going to use it, when it matures, you're only going to pay tax on the amount that you take as a distribution. So it works completely differently. But yes, using CDs can work, especially now with interest rates being higher. It might be to your advantage to consider that. But at the same time, yes, let's have a sit down and discuss it. Sometimes using an annuity is probably a lot better because you're going to earn more. The interest rates are higher on annuities versus CDs. One of my more popular annuities guarantees 6.5% on the growth. That's a guaranteed minimum.
Okay.
So, CDs, you can get, 4.2%. But it's taxable income on non-IRA money.
Well, Marty will talk to you about matching up what he feels are the best strategies for you in building up that ever-critical income in retirement that you can count on. And that's just one part of a comprehensive review that you can claim for yourself if you call. And Marty will call you back. We're nearing the end of the show. So call in. You'll get a call back from Marty to pick a good day and time to meet. The great thing, this is a comprehensive review at no cost and no obligation.
Absolutely. So, yeah, call me now at 888-519-9096. And we'll definitely put together a plan for you, a guaranteed lifetime income plan. There's no cost or obligation. I'm not a fee-based advisor. I'm not going to have you bring your checkbook. So call now because the show's almost over. I'll be starting, my staff is already starting to print off the list of everybody who's called in so far. But if you're one of them, I'll be calling you back shortly. So if you see a strange looking number coming up on your phone, it's probably me calling you back. I appreciate your calling into my show, and we'll set up a time to get together, either on the phone initially or at the office. I have offices all over the place, so north, south, east, and west. So call me now, 888-519-9096 is my number. I am about 2 weeks out. I tell you all this all the time, because I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm avoiding you or I can't meet with you. But I am a couple weeks out. I do try to meet with as many people as possible. There are only so many hours in the day, and I am working in the evenings as well. So call me now at 888-519-9096. I make house calls. I look forward to your call.
Absolutely. So to pick the day, time, and place and way to meet with Marty, he'll call you back shortly. If you call in, 888-519-9096, just leave your name and a callback number and get it started. Looking at your retirement, no cost, no obligation for this comprehensive review with Marty. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Wow, we've been doing this for over 5 years, getting together. Marty giving us what we need to consider in our financial lives. Still going strong. We're back next week, same time. Hope you will be with us and have a great week ahead. We'll see you next week on Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.